Praise the Lord, saints. We are back. We're on the air. And we thank God. We're beginning with praise because we're just so thankful to our great God. He is truly, truly great. Thank you for your prayers. You're tuned into Global Time with Jesus Christ, and it's Thursday, August the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. The network is Maximum Radio, and we thank God for this opportunity, this stream, and this media where we can do on a wide and global sense what He has ordained all of us to do as believers. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this privilege and honor of being your host and prayer partner for the next 28 minutes or so. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your commitment to the Lord and your commitment to prayer, and certainly your commitment to gathering with us and writing and surfing through some of the challenges that we confront at times, particularly on the technical end of things. I believe we found the cause of some of our technical problems because we're relentless in pursuing the task and assignment God has given to us. So we're wanting to make sure that our program is performing at its maximum capability, even as we are in the learning curve, learning how to do this with excellence. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your patience. And, of course, welcome to everyone who is listening, who's live with us, or is just listening to our stream. And I want to share this with you. This is such a blessing, and so many people are being blessed by this program, this prayer network, this prayer time that God has sliced out for us. And thousands, we're in excess of, 12,000 downloads. And it's growing rapidly. 12,000 downloads and listens. It's just amazing what God is doing. So thank you for your prayers. You're helping to sustain what God has already ordained. Amen. I didn't mean to wax poetic, but it sounds good. All right. Well, good morning to you, and I trust that you're feeling well. I am. I'm always excited about what God is doing, and I kind of wake up excited about what He's about to do in the name of the Lord. Well, today in our I Am series, and let me just briefly explain, just in case there's someone that's listening for the first time or is live with us for the first time. Moses heard God said, "I am that I am." One of the things that God has said in His Word, that He really values and treasures those who meditate on His name. And God's name is not simply a tag or an ID. God's names, all of them, describe His character, His attributes, His mindset, His heart, who He is essentially. And He wants to disclose that to you and I personally so that we get to know Him, since our relationship is with Him. So we've been meditating, or we've chosen to meditate on one of these I Ams, one of His names. Who is He? Who is this God, this person? Well, today we're looking at Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12. And there He says, and the Lord was speaking to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is relating that. He says, "Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Wow. God is saying to the prophet that he is ready to perform his word. Did you know, friend, that God is always ready to perform his word? And we're to be looking for that and expecting that. God wants us to anticipate that, rely on that as a reality. Think about that for a moment. Now, you may be facing some kind of challenge. You may be facing some kind of crisis. You may be just troubled. You may be fearful. Well, God said to the prophet a long time ago, he said, I am ready to perform my word. So the I am for today is that God ready to perform his word. He's ready to perform his word. Now, please, tuck that in the back of the heart, or I would say in the forefront of the heart, that God is always performing his word, and that's what he wants us to meditate on today. Keep that with you like money in your wallet, and keep it close, and remember it's there, and spend it all day today. Praise the Lord. Well, let's begin our prayer assembly with some praise. That's one of our highest weapons, and let's pull it out. And I would like for you to think of something or some things, plural, that you want to praise the Lord for. And oh my, don't try writing or making a list right now because it's unending. You won't be able to do it. But just a few of them. One of the things I would like you to join me in praising for is for some prayers, for some answers that we've had to prayers and petitions that we've already offered before the Lord. We've prayed for a brother by the name of Aaron Moore, who is receiving a therapy for cancer treatment. Well, cancer, he's receiving therapy treatment, and God is bringing him through that. And we prayed for Michelle Lewis, and she's home recuperating and continuing to do well. The Lord just favored her with recovery and with renewed strength. Then there's Etta Bullock, and she's also recovering and receiving strength. I actually saw her dancing, and that's a good sign. That's a good sign that she is not in resignation. She's trusting God, and she's in her 80s, actually. And God is just good, a woman that loves God, a praying lady, by the way. And so those are just some of the things. And on yesterday, when our technology kind of failed us a little bit, I don't know if you heard me give praise for the event we had on Tuesday night in our community, where we were joining the rest of the nation in observing National Night Out Against Crime. And so we were there in the night out at night, and it was great. Our community was responsive, and several people committed their lives to the Lord, and others asked for prayer. And so we thank God for that we were able to take advantage of that opportunity. And we're looking to be out, if the weather sustains, we are looking to be out on tomorrow night, which is Friday night, so please pray for us. Now, do you have a praise report, or do you have a prayer request? Please do not feel bashful about offering that as a place where we can begin to petition and intercede. God is developing you and me as people who are intercessors. And what is an intercessor? It's not someone that's with a funny way of praying or something. It's someone who understands that God has a plan and a purpose, and God wants it to be made manifest and fulfilled in the earth. And he's looking for people who will agree with him on those items, whatever it is. And he said, the nations shall bow, because he told his son to ask. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. And right now, there are many nations that are in rebellion. There are about 200 nations or so on the earth, and most of whom are generally in rebellion. So we're praying into God's purposes so that we are on the same page and same side of scrimmage as the Lord. So if you have a praise report, praise is a powerful weapon. Pull that weapon, use it. If you have a prayer request, he says, call unto me and I will hear. He's willing to hear. So thank you for considering and even being with us. So welcome wherever you are. Just welcome. And know that we are here with you and also for you in the presence of the Lord.
While
you, amen,
praise
amen. I hear a familiar voice. Amen.
Praise the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy that endureth forever.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father, for this day that you woke us up to see this beautiful morning. I thank you that we are able
yes.
to be on our prayer line in the name of Jesus. We rebuke everything that Satan tried to come up
praise
with.
God.
That this prayer line, the airwaves are free and clear in Jesus' name. And no
Amen.
Weapon formed against this prayer line will prosper. Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. We magnify
yes.
your name
yes.
because your name
Thank
alone
you,
is worthy to be praised.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Praise Lord. This is Sister McDonald this morning, and I just thank
yes.
God for you, Pastor. I thank God for the prayer line. And in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 4 says, and in
mm-hmm.
that day they shall say, praise the Lord, call upon
mm-hmm.
his name, declare
yes.
his doings among the people, and make known
yes.
that his name is exalted. And I just want to thank God today
Hallelujah.
For my health, for blessing my soul and my strength in him, for the joy of the Lord is
yes.
my strength. It's our
yes.
strength. Amen.
Yes.
And I have
Amen.
A prayer request for a sister. Her name is Sister Denise, and also for my nephew, Nigel. And I just want the Lord to just deliver him and to bring him back into the fold, and Denise for her healing, and also Brianna. Joyce's daughter, Brianna,
yes.
how the Lord has wonderfully brought her through the surgery. And she's still in the healing process, but we believe in God for the whole manifestation. Praise
yes,
God. And I thank him for Tuesday night. Yes, we can truly rejoice for the souls that came in and for the ones that asked for prayer. I tell you,
yes.
God, he just upset the atmosphere. I mean, it was just like
yes.
a calm. Even though the enemy tried to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard because he said he would. And we just thank God. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord.
Praise
the Lord. The Lord. I wasn't quite finished with my prayer. It's all right, sister, because we all on the praise team. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God
yes.
this morning that he blessed me and allowed me to see the birth of my son. Grandchild on today, and I thank God for that because every child is a blessing. So I thank God for that, and I thank God also this morning. And I lift up a prayer request for a young man that I met on last Saturday. His name is Sean, and I was speaking with him, and you know, telling him about the Lord, and he said to me, you know, you would not believe this, but I am the first person in my family that I am an atheist. I don't believe in God. And I said to him, really? He said, yes. I said, so who do you think is, he said, I know that there is, I don't believe that there is any higher power. I said, who do you think created all of this? Pointed to the atmosphere, the trees and the sky. And he said, well, I just think it's some, you know, like nature or something. I said, okay. I said, well, what about when you wake up in the morning? I said, because I know when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, I thank God for that breath that he's given to me, that I'm able to breathe life and string my legs up off of the bed. So who is responsible for that? And he remained quiet. He wasn't able to answer that question. So I told him I was going to continue to pray for him, that God would turn around his mindset and bring him into salvation. So I would like to just short his name. I would like to just short his name. Amen.
Let's pray for Sean. Friends, let's pray for him. Obviously, Sean is in the search. That's why he was even able to have the conversation. Now, he's searching, and he's decided that, of course, he's going to be an atheist. Well, that's a fill-in of a blank that he has not been able to fill in any other way. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit would find a way and a strategy for reaching this young man through someone. Now, it's going to be someone that actually gets the opportunity. Well, we get the first shot. Well, actually, Jennifer, you received the first opportunity to speak with him. But this is a sequence and process that he's in, and the Holy Spirit is on the case. Let us pray for Sean right now. Father, we thank you for this young man that you've fearfully and wonderfully made, and he is in a search. He is in a desperate search to find meaning. And we thank you, Lord, for the encounter that he had with our prayer partner. And we thank you for the seeds that have been deposited in his heart, in his spirit. And Father, now we offer praise. We offer prayer right now. We're wanting to water those seeds with the rain of heaven and your rule over him. So now we ask, O God, that through Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, that you would overrule every move of the adversary to kill, to steal, to destroy this young man's future, his potential, and his hopes, his desire, and his destiny that is hidden in you. Now, Father, we close the door to the adversary so that he does not have further access to Sean's heart. We pray right now that your spirit would move, come, and brood and rest upon Sean's heart. Just like you did at creation, the Spirit of God brooded on the face of the earth. Well, brood over Sean's spirit right now. And we speak your heart, Lord, that there would be life. Life, eternal life, in the name of Jesus, eternal life for this young man. Bless him with salvation, restoration. Give him the spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. And we do thank God for Denise. We're praying that God would just move in her life on her behalf. We pray for the salvation of Nigel, that he would surrender to the rule and reign of Christ that is now present in the earth and among the nations. We thank God for Brianna's recovery and how well she is doing there. I want to thank all of you for joining us in prayer for the Muslim communities, Muslim persons, Muslim nations. They concluded Ramadan on yesterday. And we thank God for opening our eyes so that we are able to see and understand God's heart concerning the Muslim and how he loves all of those persons, nations, and communities and wants to shed his light, his great light, into their hearts. He wants to restore and he wants to preserve. So we thank God for that period of time where we were able to participate in praying for them that God would have his way, that the rule and reign of Christ would surround and encompass them as they are in a search as well, that they would find him. He says, seek me. Seek. Knock. Well, they're doing all of that. So we thank God. And I thank God for all of you. I can tell you, you are extraordinary. And you serve a magnificent God. He is awesome. He's amazing. And the fact that you're so faithful and so committed, I'm looking at my switchboard and I can tell you it's loaded with individuals that are with us right these moments. And wouldn't it be nice if CNN knew about this, that people like yourselves and myself are up early in the morning seeking the Lord? Well, this is good news, except that the news media often looks for something that bleeds. And therefore, then it becomes a leading message throughout that day. But this is something that God appreciates very much. And he is God who performs his word. And God is willing to perform his word. Whatever the promises that you lay hold of today, lay hold of a promise. He promised, number one, that he'd never leave or forsake you. So he's with you as you step out into the world today. Know that you're not alone. You have the Lord with you. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a promise. He's performing that all day long. He is the banner over you. He is your provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If it looks like your things are coming up short, hallelujah. He is our provider, Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our provider. Our provider. Wow. Just surrender to his word, to his promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are our provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You are a great reward. You are a shield. Hallelujah. All those things we're learning through experiencing him in those ways. He's our shield. He's our provider. He's our protector. He's our refuge. He's our strong tower. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He
is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. So do not let the enemy fill your heart with fear. Do not let him inject anxiety. Jesus said, be anxious for nothing. Thank you, Lord. You told us to be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
And don't worry about tomorrow, although that can be scary at times. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. Jesus said, look, you have enough on your plate for today. Do not worry about tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He is power and strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's what we want. Here's what we want to do today. Remind the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do for you. Remind Him. There are things that you know He wants to do. Remind Him. Continue to pray the promises back to God. Bring them to His hearing. God wants to be reminded. Not that He forgets. He has a problem with memory. No, He wants you to know. He wants to know that you know what He said. And by you reminding Him, that means that you're in touch with what He said. Then you speak to the powers of darkness. Satan, we send you notice right now that you must step back at the word of God, you and all of your minions. And any promises that's been given through revelation by the Holy Spirit, let's remind the Father of the not yet fulfilled prophetic destiny. God has a prophetic destiny for you. And I wouldn't even want to mention that He has a prophetic destiny for us that are live.
Hallelujah.
On Global Time with Jesus Christ today. I don't even want to try to put that. That is powerful. We're sounding His word and His news across the earth, saints. This is not just a couple of people on a prayer line. This is a prayer broadcast that is reaching thousands across the globe. It's amazing. It's amazing. Listen, God bless you on today. Bountiful.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you. Bless you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace.